Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Control and 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. You can call in with whatever you want people to hear, what you think people need to know, your opinions on things. You just want to have a conversation with some cool people. Call into Free Talk Live. That's 603-283-6160. And on the show with you tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Jay Noon.
And remotely from Honduras, Mark Edge.
Wow, that's just pretty crazy that you're doing a radio show from Honduras. I kind of forgot you were there.
Yeah.
So the big news today, which I don't think we're going to spend much time on or anything, but some people might care, and some people might have not heard, but O.J. Simpson died.
Okay.
Do you know him at all?
I never met him. I know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
I had a blue Ford Bronco, and you know, in like 1997 to uh-huh. like 2002. So all my buddies were like, man, you really need to paint that thing white.
Oh, is that part of like the Nicole murder trial?
No, that was the, so he tried to outrun the cops.
Oh.
I don't know if he really tried to outrun the cops. A Ford Bronco, like they don't make them, well, they make like, what they make now is totally different, but
mm-hmm.
the Ford Bronco back in the day, which they called the old body style bullnose, you know, Ford truck platform, was basically like a pickup truck station wagon.
Weird.
That, you know, like a Suburban or a Chevy Tahoe, you know, be considered.
Okay.
They're basically pickup trucks with, but station wagons, and you're not going to outrun cops.
Just yeah.
You know, they don't handle well.
Was that just some totally other case?
No, that was like when they were coming after him, there was all footage when I was in high school
mm-hmm.
of this white Ford Bronco.
Right.
That's right, white Ford Bronco, and he wasn't stopping for the cops. I don't think he was going like really fast. I don't really remember, but.
Now they called it a slow speed chase.
Right.
But it was, you're saying it was related to the Nicole Brown murder thing.
Right.
When they finally came after him.
I think so, yeah, when it came to arrest
interesting. yeah, I wouldn't want my car to be associated with that either. All I really know about him, he's really funny in the Naked Gun movies. Those are hilarious. And then he had Kim Kardashian's dad for a lawyer, and he got off his murder charges. That's all I know. Honestly, I don't know what sport he played. Football? Football? Honestly, I thought it was basketball, but see, I just don't care about that stuff at all.
He was also I believe he was in the Hangover movies.
Hmm.
I don't know if you've seen them.
I saw them in, like, high school, and I don't remember. He was in those, too?
Oh, no. That's Mike Tyson that was in those. I'm sorry. I'm getting these guys screwed up.
He's...
OJ.
He's really funny in The Naked Gun because he plays a cop that's just, like, so dumb and, like, gets into, like, kind of ridiculous slapstick things. Like, he's, you know, stuck to the back of a car while Leslie Nielsen is driving it all crazy, like, across the country at one point. He's just like, just like silly slapstick stuff like that. I just love those movies because they portray cops how cops should be portrayed, just like bumbling idiots.
I mean, you would prefer that rather than, you know, sociopaths and psychopaths that, you know, get a dopamine hit from making people miserable and,
yeah.
you know, and asserting their authority.
Yeah. Those people are ridiculous, so.
I can say this about police. I'm, I would be a lot bigger fans if I didn't see their power get abused against my business and my friends and my business partners. far more times than once.
Yep.
I agree. And another,
as far as I've seen, is police officers against my family have chosen not to enforce the law to protect my kid. That they just, you know, decided, no, it's fine. You know, somebody can threaten you, and that's okay.
Yep.
And because they didn't like my business partner.
Yep.
That's what I saw.
And an update on your business partner, my husband, Ian. I didn't get to talk to him today because of the fact that the phone system for this new jail is just so crappy. It's so much worse. So I accidentally didn't answer his phone call today, and he only got to call me once. So I was crying and upset. And it was really annoying because it's just like he only gets one chance to talk to me right now because he's just like in a he's being quarantined or whatever. Whenever you get to new jail, I don't even think it's a COVID thing. I think it's a normal thing. Then you're alone for like at least a week in a cell by yourself. Wow. And what'd you say?
I said, wow.
Yeah.
Not my experience, but
maybe it is a COVID thing. I didn't know much about jail until I met Ian, which was after COVID. And, he is alone in a cell for 23 hours a day, and he asked if he could request, like, what hour, and they were like, no, you come out when we tell you you can come out. And he didn't have a book yesterday, but obviously I haven't talked to him at all today, so I don't know if he has a book or anything. Like, he has nothing but a stupid jail cell, and it's just, like, really messed up. And then Aria told me that things probably are just going to get worse because she said that in her prison right now, the phone systems are just, quote, down. They're just down. And so if she gets sent to that prison, the phone systems are just going to be down, and I'll only have this really crappy email, quote-unquote, system to talk to him through, which is kind of like the texting system that I had to talk to him, only not instant at all. It takes, like, 4 hours to get there and back because, like, the cops read it. And then, like, they're not, like, on call reading it constantly. Like, sometimes you'll have to wait for the next morning for the cops to get to work and then read it. And it's going to suck so bad. And she said even when the phones are not down, you only are allowed to talk for 8 hours a month in prison on the phones. And Ian and me were talking like 4 hours a day. So.
Right. So you're going to have a big change from that, I suspect.
Yeah.
I can't imagine any place he's going to be able to talk on the phone for 4 hours a day.
So he'll be on the federal tour.
No.
They're just going to...
They can't do that.
Every 4 or 5 months, we're not going to put them in a new facility somewhere?
No, so what you're referring to with the federal tour, it's like a crappy torture thing that they do to prison inmates who are in for like 20 years or more. But there's some kind of rule where if you have... Ian only got 8 years, so they have to keep him within, I think the number is like 250 miles of home. I don't know if it's 250 miles. Whatever the number is, it's small enough that he's like, oh yeah, I'll be in New England. So he'll be in New England somewhere.
What was the ruling?
I don't remember the exact amount of miles, but let's say 250 miles from your house. That if he's like... Since he isn't a lifer. Well, he's not a lifer. He doesn't have 20 years or something like that. I don't know the exact amount of, like, how long you have to get in order for them to be allowed to do that, but it's something like, let's just say 10 years. Like, if you get 10 years or more, then they can put you wherever they want. If you get 10 years or less, or, like, 9 years or less, then you only get to be 250 miles from home at the most, whatever.
So, I know a guy. He got... 5 years. You know, he served 5 years, so he might have got 8 actually. But he was from, you know, Springfield, Massachusetts area.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in a prison in Greenfield, he was in a prison in upstate New York, Lake Placid. Mm-hmm. He was in a prison in New Jersey, he was in a prison in Georgia for a while, he was in a prison somewhere in Florida. He was somewhere in the Midwest, I want to say Kansas, somewhere around there. And he was, federal prison. He was there for a federal crime.
Hmm.
But he got out in 1992. And there was a handful of other people that, you know, went to prison, too, that, you know, for related stuff. And it was the same thing with all those guys were from basically, like, Hartford, Springfield, you know, area, you know, Mass and Connecticut. And they were all over the country.
Hmm.
I mean, they didn't go to, like, Alaska, Hawaii, or California or anything, but
yeah.
You know, they were everywhere.
I don't know if they changed the rules or something, but, like, Ian's lawyers have been like, oh, yeah, no, he's going to be in, like, Connecticut, New Hampshire, or Massachusetts, most likely. And just because that's...
I sincerely hope that's the case, but what happened with Cantwell? Didn't he go to, like, Illinois?
Well, because he got sent to a CMU, a communications management unit, and there aren't any in New England, so it's just, like, a different situation.
So what's to prevent Ian from being sent to a CMU?
It's just up to the whims of the stupid people.
Okay.
They're not stupid.
Mm.
They're psychopaths.
Yeah.
You're underestimating, you know, the psychopaths.
That's good. Good point. I honestly don't. That's the thing. Honestly, I legitimately don't think, like, oh, Joe Biden is stupid and these people just have different opinions than me because they're, like, came to bad conclusions because they're dumb. I think that they know exactly what they're doing and they do things to torture people. The people that are stupid are like the cops you meet on the street. Those people are legitimately so stupid and they are just put in those positions because the people above them are like, well, I'll tell this dumb idiot what to do, and he won't be able to think about if it's moral or immoral or care because he's too stupid. It's like almost all cops that you meet on the street.
Yeah, a lot of cops.
I can't say, but I met a lot of cops that seemed to be, you know, very good moral people to me. It's just that when I see the apparatus working, I'm not so happy. You know, they don't like the system either in many cases, but yeah, whatever.
Well, I can tell you, there's a lot has to do with whatever culture you came from. So if you're a cop in a, you know, city urban liberal type area where it's, you know, they're very much of the, the leftist, you know, progressive woke cult, and it is a cult.
Yeah.
So this would be pretty much all your Democrats. Most of them, as far as I'm concerned, they're radical leftists. Some of the cops I've dealt with lately, and you know, most of my police interactions have been positive. A lot of, I would say 90% of them, you know, 20 years ago when I was hauling hay and hauling, you know, trading horses and things like that, I had plenty of police interactions with, you know, just being on the highway, doing a lot of miles, whether it's I was broke down, somebody else was broke down, there was an accident. And also, I was a first responder. I was a firefighter from the time I was 16 to 35 years old. So
I don't think you have to be like a genius to like pull over and help somebody on the side of the road, especially when like they know you're gonna, dang it, they know you're gonna see it and be like, that cop just went right past me. It's like they have such incentive to be nice to people in little things like that sometimes because they have big egos and they're gonna get like a high, like, see, I'm a good person. See, I'm actually a good person. And also, not just a high, but, like, it's like, now I can justify all my other actions.
Well, so, like, a lot of your sort of, like, rural cops that grew up on stacking hay on Grandpa's dairy farm, which is what a lot of the state troopers were in, you know, New York, upstate New York, where I spent a lot of time on the New York Thruway. I drove there 3-4 times a week sometimes. I just spent a lot of time going through Vermont. And same thing, you know, a lot of those cops up there happened to be like, you know, they worked on a farm at one time, and I was either hauling hay or cows or something, you know, horses. And so they were generally helpful when I was, you know, broke down, you know, on the side of the road and there was no cell phone service. You know, 20 years ago, there was quite literally no cell phone service in the state of Vermont. And very little upstate New York. There's actually still a lot of Vermont where there's no cell phone service, and New Hampshire. Which those are probably good places to hang out. And then you have cops, like, with these this New Hampshire DCYF committee. If anybody's listened to those hearings, I've you know, talked about them before. They're on YouTube. There's a few people who have testified that essentially, like, the police are just very, very eager to help DCYF violate people's rights in the leftist liberal enclaves like Manchester and Concord, and they're being used as weapons of cultural warfare.
Well, that they are weapons. It's not like they're being used incorrectly. Like, oh, you're just using the police as weapons against us. No, that's literally what they are.
They signed up
to be that.
Well, if you ask some of them, they'll say no. A lot of them will be like, no, I signed up to help people. I wanted to help people.
And that's how you can get proof that they're stupid.
Some of them will. Well, I mean, they believe in it. But some of them will say, oh, I was in the military and. One of the cops that I know, I talk to often, He was in the military. And
that's
really
stupid, too.
Yeah, he did time in Afghanistan. And when he got home from Afghanistan, he was very, very chronically sick, almost died.
Mm-hmm. Did he get, like, anthrax or something?
He got shot up with a whole bunch of stuff, vaccines, all kinds of things. He was very sick. He was, like, basically skin and bones, I guess. And I didn't, you know, I've only known the guy for a couple of years. And he told me that he cured himself by going on a carnivore diet and eating, like, you know, very, you know, locally grown grass-fed beef and
I believe that.
Pork and stuff like that from, you know, local guys. And now he's in really good shape, and he's a family man, and he's got kids, and he's a police officer. And he basically went into law enforcement because he had, like, all the credentials and experience from the military, and he works in a small town, and he takes the Constitution seriously. He, when you talk to him, he will tell you that his job is to protect his citizens. But he's a family man, so you'll start seeing a lot of the people in politics and that are in controls of things and that are working in these, you know, liberal, radical, leftist enclaves, like pretty much any blue city, you know, and that are willing to take, you know, vaccines just because somebody told them, you know, some superior told them to do it. They're not family men generally. They're woke. They're part of that particular narrative, and they are targeting people. Then this is going on, you know, locally here in New Hampshire, definitely at a state level with DCYF and with Concord Police, with Manchester Police. There's already been testimony under oath, people swearing under oath, testifying about this stuff at this committee to investigate DCYF that's going on in front of the legislature. And I can tell you a lot of people in rural areas where the cops are quite literally family men are not having sort of the same, you know, the same problems. So, you know, there's a difference. And it's just like your people who, you know, are living on top of each other in condos and in apartment buildings, you know, in the cities, versus, you know, people who are living on 10 or 15 acres.
It's just not very,
it's
like,
a totally different culture, whether you're the cop or you're just an average Joe.
It doesn't, like, convince me to change my mind about cops at all, that they don't harm people in certain ways sometimes. Like, oh, I could see myself getting my kids taken away and I have kids and I care about that. I'm not going to do that. That doesn't make me praise them at their feet or something, considering they'll think nothing to violate other people's rights in different ways. Like, they're probably out there arresting people at least weekly over drug stuff, and then there's people in the prisons for having marijuana, and they're probably like, I'm a family man. I'm not going to take your kids away, but I'm sitting in this parking lot waiting for this 18-year-old to come try to sell drugs to me so I can frame him and go put him in a prison cell and ruin his life, ruin his parents' life. Whatever it is, doesn't have to just be drugs.
Cops are the, you know, they're the enforcement mechanism for whatever the status quo is. And what I found is that we aren't a nation of laws and haven't been. I couldn't tell you since when, but we aren't now. And so using the term law enforcement officer is a rather, you know, liberal use of the term as far as I'm concerned. I do think that good, smart people choose to become law enforcement officers. However, I think that what they're doing is joining a system which is not designed to promote justice or peace or, frankly, much good. So that's my feeling on it.
And that's basically why I think none of them, not even one of them, are moral, because it takes 5 seconds to research what you're getting into and realize what you're swearing to do, like all of the laws that you're swearing to enforce, and realize that it's just like, it's not a good system. You're upholding the whole system when you're joining it. And even if you're just like, I'm going to just only do things that I think are good, well, you're agreeing to make other people do things that you think are bad, or make other people stop doing things that you think are bad. And that is immorality. Immorality is controlling other people and doing things to them that they don't want you to do. If somebody doesn't want you to stop them from smoking weed, even if you think it's really bad. And, of course, that's just like the easiest thing to, that comes to mind. It's so freaking plain and obvious to me that it's immoral to stop somebody from putting a substance in their body that they don't want. So, like, that's just the thing that I always go to. It's not like it's like, oh, my God, the most important thing is being able to put marijuana in your body. I don't even smoke marijuana. I don't even necessarily recommend it anymore, honestly. So it's like, that's not the point. I'm just making a point. Like, this is what they do all day and night. Most of the people Ian talked to in the jail where he was in when I was, like, able to talk to him were in there for drugs, and half the time it's, they got caught in a, you know, whatever kind of operation you call that. Yeah, sting.
Yep.
So it's like, not only are these people arresting people for a quote-unquote crime that isn't a crime because you should be able to put whatever substance you want in your body that you should put in your body, but they're also creating these situations where people end up, like, getting caught doing things or they weren't actually causing a problem. It's not like they were, like, in Walmart tearing things up because they're on some kind of meth rampage and the cops came and stopped them. No, they had to be, like, met on Facebook by a cop looking for someone that looks like they do meth and then convinced to come meet them in a parking lot. And then the cop goes home with all the money he stole from you. For doing that. And it's just like, why do we need this? I don't need it. I would love to just opt out of having these people in my life, and then I wouldn't call them stupid. I wouldn't be mean to them and hurt their stupid feelings and make everybody whose dad is a cop want to cry. Just don't make me pay for your stupid idiot dad, and don't put people in jail for things like not filling out paperwork or having a gun without a serial number on it or whatever.
Yeah, the enforcement of these gun laws by police is very bad character. You know, you have a right to bear arms. That's the bottom line.
But their owners told them.
The Constitution.
Yep, like, sworn oath to the Constitution.
It's about as clear as it could be.
Actually,
shall not be infringed.
Actually, most government agents have not sworn an oath to the Constitution. So I did some heavy-duty research in Massachusetts. We couldn't find an oath for any state troopers in Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
Really?
State troopers are not government employees. They're employees of these private corporations, these charities called law enforcement councils.
Ugh.
And there's 52 of them in New Hampshire. You guys can internet search Washington Post. State police are not government. There's a really good article that pops up that explains that situation. And then also,
if you're a police officer or a trooper or a sheriff in your town, please call in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And share with us as to whether or not you've taken an oath to a constitution or the president or the governor or what exactly your oaths are all about.
Or just tell me what you think about me not wanting to pay you for doing your stupid job. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Don't go anywhere. We have some actual news other than just O.J. Simpson died. Kind of sad. He had prostate cancer, but that's all I really have to say about O.J. Simpson. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. A series of storms swept across the south. Northeast of Houston, the Southern Baptist of Texas Disaster Relief Arm said it sent volunteers to help in flood-stricken areas, particularly in Jasper County. Earlier, separate reports confirmed tornadoes caused damage in both Texas and Louisiana. O.J. Simpson has passed away at the age of 76 after battling cancer. That's according to his family. Known for his involvement in the 1990s murder case of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman, Simpson captured media attention during a televised slow-speed chase through Los Angeles before his arrest. Despite being found not guilty of the murders, he later faced imprisonment in Nevada for robbery and kidnapping charges. Meta, Instagram's parent company, is introducing measures to safeguard teens from nude images. A new feature will identify photos containing nudity and automatically blur them when shared with users under 18. John Schaefer, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
You control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Tired of the ever-inflating U.S. dollar? You can live your life on Dash with bitrefill.com, where you can buy gift cards from big retailers including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at dash.org. That's dash.org. And with you on the show tonight on Free Talk Live tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Jay Noon.
And Mark Edge, remote from Honduras.
And we do have a caller on the line, unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, this is Aaron in New Orleans, listening on WGSO AM.
Thank you, Aaron. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Okay. Hey, with the 2024 election coming up, well, let me just start by saying I voted for Trump twice, okay? But I'm having some serious doubts this time, and I wanted to see what you guys think about Ukraine funding. I'm all for it. I mean, I don't think there's any way in the world we can let Ukraine get turned over to Russia. But as you see what the GOP is doing in the House, and my understanding is being led by Donald Trump, to stall the funding. And every day the funding gets stalled, that means, you know, Ukraine's losing ground. And this is all because of the 2024 election. It's all because of the 2020 impeachment. And the GOP wants to give Joe Biden another loss before the election, like he lost Afghanistan, right? They want to give him another one to say, well, look, you lost Afghanistan and Ukraine, but they are doing it by holding up the funding for it. They're upset about these backroom deals that the Democrats and their family members had with Ukraine, and I understand that, but we cannot turn over, I'm not ready to turn over an entire nation and an entire culture over to Russia over one man and one election. I won't do it. So I'd like to get your take on it also.
Well, my take on it is, when you say this is all happening because of the election, no, the war in Ukraine is happening because a company called Burisma and many other corrupt officials have bought and paid for the Biden administration time and time again. And also, the people of the Luhansk and Donbass region of the Russian-Ukraine area decided they didn't want to be in with Ukraine and they wanted to be part of Russia. And then when that happened, so since 2012, they decided this, I guess, and since 2014, Ukraine, with the backing of the United States and other, you know, nations that are supporting, you know, the Ukrainian, you know, crime regime, whatever is running it there, Zelensky and those guys, they've been shelling the Luhansk and Donbass region since 2014. And then those people, that region, they were like, Russia, Putin, please help us. That is what's going on there. Ukraine is also, it is very well documented, Ukraine is run by a bunch of pedophiles and Nazis.
If you mean gay, like the government, yeah.
The government. Now, the people of Ukraine, that's a different story. It's just like same thing with the Israel. The Israeli government is corrupt to the core, is rotten, and is diabolical, just like the Ukrainian government, just like the American government.
The other thing is, like, the culture isn't, like, that different. Like, my great-grandma was from Ukraine, and she just considered herself Russian. Like, they just were Russian back then, and that's not that long ago. Like,
The thing is
Luhansk,
and Ukraine has been a massive, massive, massive money laundering scheme for what I refer to as a pedophile left. You know, all the this Biden administration and all these other guys are pedophile elite, really, is what it should be called. But it's just, you know, the amount of money that's gone to Ukraine, I think it's ridiculous, and a lot of people are. A lot of young people, especially, you know, you can't look at a TikTok video or a YouTube anything without someone complaining about how they can't make a living, some Gen Zer, because...
Yeah, and, like, we're just giving it to people in another country. The thing about it is, like, I find it sad whenever anyone, like, supports either side of a war. Like, I don't want Russian youth to die. I don't want Ukrainian youth to die. I find it really sad. But those people, the government... leaders in both of those countries are choosing to do that to each other, and I don't want to be involved in giving any money for either side to kill the other side. And the other thing about it is I don't want money to be taken from other poor people in America to be given to either side of that either.
And it's money taken from poor people in America and is given to the uber wealthy in Ukraine.
Yep,
and
that's how it always works.
Poor people.
That's how it always works whenever the United States gives money to another country, like a poor country. It's just going to the rich people in that poor country.
Foreign aid.
And the other thing about like, I don't own Ukraine, so how could I give Ukraine to Russia? No, you don't own Ukraine. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not truly trying to be, like, mean or something, but let's just get literal about the way we're talking. Like you said, I'm not going to give this country to Russia, but you don't own it. It's not yours to give or take.
Let's not make any bones about it. If it wasn't for the U.S. aid, if it wasn't for the EU aid, Ukraine would have fell a long time ago. As a matter of fact, when Russia first attacked them, it was only going to last a matter of days or weeks. Now we're
and maybe
we're
fewer people would be dead.
Years.
When was this first Russian attack? Tell me the date of it. Because anything after 2014, I would say, was not an attack. It was a defensive measure defending the Luhansk and Donbass region. But you know, there's a narrative that's being pushed by the mentally ill crowd you know, all of Jeffrey Epstein's friends to support this war in Ukraine, all of the war class. Well, you know, it's,
hold on, let me jump in on this. I've got an opinion on this, too. So my opinion is that I don't know what's going on in Ukraine, but I've seen reports of all kinds of things. I'm not happy with Russia, what Russia's doing, and I don't like it. And I also don't like that the press freedom in Ukraine's been stopped by their leadership years ago. I don't like that they're shelling their own citizens years ago. I mean, these are the things.
And that means bombing, by the way. If people don't know, shelling means bombing.
What it looks to me like is two groups of bad guys fighting over who gets the corporate payoffs.
Right.
Like, I don't know what's going on, but that's what it looks like to me. And what I would want to do to defend, the only thing I think that the United States can morally do to defend Ukrainians from having their land taken by Russians is to offer them the ability to come to the United States.
Yeah, that would be a great solution. Like, but the other thing about it is it's not really a solution because some people will say, well, I don't want to leave my home country. I want to live in my country.
Yeah, but I don't have any obligation to enter half blind and put my tax money to defend whatever just because, you know, some media narrative says that I should be mad about this thing or that thing. And I don't know which one it is. Like, there's just, it's just a bunch of lies.
That's so true.
Like, that's all I'm hearing. I don't care if it's Pravda or CNN that's telling me the lies. It's just a bunch of lies.
And that was like proven at the beginning. There was tons of things that came out to be just completely false when all of it started. And like people were already choosing sides based on this false information. And now they've just like doubled down a lot of times. Go ahead, caller. Sorry, I felt like you were about to say something.
That's okay. I just wanted to point out is that when Donald Trump was in office, he bragged about how he gave lethal weapons to Ukraine while Obama gave them blankets, okay? That was up until the impeachment over the phone call. Then all of a sudden, things started to change, right? This is a narrative that's being ran with over the 2020 impeachment and then over the 2024 election. You can't have them both. Donald Trump was proud that he gave Ukraine lethal weapons. The phone call was over more lethal weapons going to Ukraine, right?
No. What phone call are you talking about?
He stood up and made fun of Obama, saying Obama gave them blankets, but I gave them missiles, right? Then the impeachment came, and now all of a sudden the narrative, we need to stop funding, we need to pull out, we need to...
Oh, Trump is saying that?
Russia to go in there and cook and do mass murder like they've been doing. It is totally insane, and it is all over the 2024 election. The GOP wants to say Joe Biden lost Afghanistan and Ukraine in 4 years, and that's the narrative they want to run with, and that's what they want to use against him in the 2024 election. Now listen, I'll say this. I agree with probably 85 to 90% of what Trump runs on. And I only agree with maybe 30% of what Joe Biden says. But this one issue, if the GOP is that evil to do something like this over an election, there's no way I can support anyone with that, whether it's Donald Trump or anyone else, in allowing. And, you know, let me point this out, too. We signed an agreement to defend Ukraine in the 1990s. Now, all of a sudden,
I didn't sign no agreement.
Well, the U.S. government did. And so what?
They don't represent me.
Okay. Well,
but they point a gun at me to make sure I pay taxes.
Okay, well, I think that's a different show. But
that's what this show is.
Okay, well, you know, let me point this out to everyone who's worried about the money now, the spending. Well, where were all these people in the GOP when George Bush was spending money like a drunken sailor invading
Iraq,
who had nothing to do with 9/11?
I agree. I think that we should definitely be consistent on that and point out that there are other presidents, doesn't matter the side they're on, who have been, you know, giving tons of money to the war
efforts all over the
world since my entire life, and probably all of you guys' entire lives. Well, thank you, Aaron, for the call. I hadn't really thought.
I'd just like to say,
go ahead.
I just want to follow up a little bit. Is I didn't vote for Joe Biden.
Right.
I didn't vote for Donald Trump.
me either this time.
Yes, I did vote for Donald Trump in so much as it was a primary election, and Rand Paul had just dropped out, and I didn't know what to do with my vote, so I put it on a marker, and I just said, sort of said, hey, you know, I think Trump's going to win. Here's the proof. I'm going to vote this way. But I didn't vote for Donald Trump in a general election, and, you know, I was against the Ukrainian war before they ever talked about it, and I'm against the next war that they're going to trot out after this one, because nice. Believe me, there is one. And it's going to have all the good reasons why, you know, a good Republican would want to support that war, and all the good reasons why a good Democrat would want to support that war, because that's what they do.
Yep.
That's what the military-industrial complex does for a living.
It's an interesting thing how they've been just making recently, it's like the left supports this side of the war and the right supports this side of the war recently. Like, usually they're just in lockstep.
Either way, Lockheed Martin wins.
Yep. Interesting. We're getting a call from Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Ricky, haven't heard from you in a while. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you there, Miss Bonnie. It's good to hear the sound of your voice.
Yeah.
Brother Jay and Brother Mark, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Well, I always keep my promises. Brother Mark, I need your technical abilities for a moment there. Could you pull up said oath that a representative here in Pennsylvania has to recite?
No.
So,
sure, give me a minute.
I'll get back
pull it up just a second.
A little bit about oaths.
Go ahead there, Jay.
So in Massachusetts, what we did is we did records requests for an oath of office for a handful of district court judges, a handful of state troopers, a handful of town cops, prosecutors, and judges at the only oaths that we could find were the Supreme Judicial Court judges. That's it. So the prosecutors and the judges had these oath cards that were in the John Jay building in Boston, the John Adams building in Boston, which is a Supreme Court of New Massachusetts, and they were oath cards there for lawyers, prosecutors, judges, but none of them were signed. And there's all MGL 238, you know, Massachusetts general law says that these, you know, are to be sworn and subscribed. They're supposed to be signed. None of them are signed. The local cops, they produced signed oaths of office. So it was the Palmer Police actually had signed oath of office. But the state troopers, none of them had a signed oath of office. In fact, the only response that we got, public records request, as they call it down there, was denied because they said they didn't have any oath for these, you know, couple of cops that we were looking for. Now, what I've also found out in New Hampshire is you have Division of Children, Youth, and Families. Social workers have no oath of office. And they take children. The director of children, youth, and families, no oath of office. The director of health and human services, from what I understand, no oath of office. And the response I got back was, state employees are not required to have an oath of office.
And that was New Hampshire, right?
That was New Hampshire, yep.
I'm going to get to Mark in a minute, but I will say, I don't know about troopers, but I do know Commonwealth cops here in Pennsylvania. They raise their left hand and swear on their honor to tell the truth
their
and uphold the law of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania wherever they may go.
Isn't that your right hand?
I do know that. Well, in Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth cops, they raise their left hand.
Why? That's so backwards and weird.
I don't have an answer to that one, Miss Bonnie, but
wow.
I would tell you.
Interesting.
It's true, though. But now on the business at hand, Brother Mark, would you happen to have said oath?
Yes, I do. I'm ready to read it.
Could you recite that for me?
I do solemnly swear or affirm, since it's Pennsylvania, that I will support, it says or affirm, Quakers don't swear, so it's Pennsylvania.
Oh,
so
that's why they say that.
That I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of this Commonwealth, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity. And then it talks about...
Right. Now, here's my answer to this. Now, of course, I have no problem supporting matters in the Commonwealth. And if anything, I would have to relay things that are not with, when it's something in my district that's a federal matter, I would have to describe, give that over to Cartwright, who would be the current congressman. I don't have a problem doing that. So that's where that crap come in. But the important thing is when it talks about discharging my duties with my office with fidelity. Now, the only way that I could properly do that, okay, and leave said office is ever would be to blow the U.S. Constitution away with a clear conscience. So I don't have a problem taking said oath, you know, and I stand up against tyranny. I mean, I wear a battle flag.
What do you mean by...
Right now we're dealing with a tyrannical government.
What do you mean that you would take an oath to the Constitution and then blow it away? Why would you even take the oath?
Well, see, you got to understand. You see, there's nothing in the U.S. Constitution that says you can't blow it away, so I can.
Hmm.
And also, all I have to do is just funnel people over to the Fed, you know, if it's something that's not a matter that my district would handle. Anybody that, you know, you can understand it. Now, discharging my office duties with fidelity, the only way, Ricky from the Commonwealth, the way that he talks, and you heard me talk enough, and what I'm going to run my whole campaign on, what people are supporting me on, would be to do what I say I would do, be the catalyst to make said Constitution go bye-bye. You know, and for somewhere like Pennsylvania, who has 8.3 million people, in a very rapid fashion become one of the wealthiest countries in the world. Now, I know there's going to be problems. I'm sure the first thing that will happen, and I know that by the time I would get in, Biden's going to be a relic. He's not going to be president. If Trump wins, he wouldn't be president.
What year are you running?
You know? I'm running in 2025 for 2026, so I wouldn't even get sworn
Biden's
in until 2027.
Dead. All right. Is that all you guys had for Ricky?
Yeah, that's it for me.
We have Creighton in Kentucky. Am I saying that right, Creighton?
Yeah, it's Creighton, like Creighton University in Indiana, actually. Spelled that way, too.
Okay, Creighton, what's on your mind?
I wanted to respond to a previous caller. It talked about Ukraine war.
Okay, what's on your mind about that?
Well, it struck me is that this has occurred to me before, that a lot of the problems that we see is that it seems like we have short-term memories as Americans, and that not only does this conflict go back to 2012 and beyond, it actually goes back hundreds of years. Kiev, the area around Kiev in particular, is actually the homeland of the spark of the Rus people. The actual ethnic Russians developed there. That is where they came from. It was long before Moscow had anything to do with it.
Wow.
Kiev was...
Kiev used to be the capital of Russia?
Not the capital. It is the birthplace of the ethnic Russian, the Rus people themselves. And they still consider it their homeland. So you're really not talking about different cultures.
Yeah.
It's not cultures in conflict.
That's so true.
To a civil war.
Like even Mila Kunis, she's an American actress, but she was born and spent like most of her childhood in Ukraine. She was even saying in an interview recently, she was like, we used to call ourselves Russian. I speak Russian. Now I'm just like, I don't know what we're calling ourselves anymore. I guess I'm Ukrainian. Like, that's weird. Why would you change what you're calling yourself based on the political climate of today anyways? But that's what she said. Like, it wasn't that long ago. She's only like 35 or something. And she grew up calling herself Russian. She speaks Russian, even though she came from Ukraine.
The reason you change what you call yourself, because if you don't call yourself the appropriate narrative term, and you're in a place where you could go to the gulag.
Like Los Angeles.
You might go to the gulag. Yeah, like Los Angeles,
exactly.
Chicago, you know, other places where...
That's actually definitely what I thought when I heard her say that. I was like, seriously?
But the actual name Ukraine is a word that means borderland.
Which is why they get mad when you call it the Ukraine. My, like I said, my great-grandma was from the Ukraine. So, like, I grew up hearing about it once in a while, and my dad would always say the Ukraine. My dad would always say, yeah, my grandma came from the Ukraine to America. And then now that's, like, a bad word. You're not supposed to say the Ukraine because it's implying, like, it's just, like, that part of Russia. Like, that's what it
right.
was implying.
That's what the part means, is mm-hmm. that Ukraine is part of Russia.
And I remember I used to be like, why are you saying the Ukraine? But go ahead.
No, I just had friends that were Ukrainian, and they wanted me to say Ukraine instead of the Ukraine, so I had to change the way I spoke.
Hmm. I only started hearing people say, you don't call it the Ukraine after, like, this war, the, like, after 2022 or whatever that was. 2021? I don't know. No, 2022. Before that, it was always just the Ukraine.
So, I think a lot of the problem that we see in our generation, and it's probably true for earlier generations as well, is that our American system of education focuses on America a little too much. It's fine to, you know, track our own history, but when we don't pay attention to the history of other countries, we actually don't understand them very well when we need to.
Hmm.
The Crimean Peninsula has been fought over by the British and the Russians for centuries, and for lots of good reasons. One of the big ones is that Sevastopol is the only warm water port that Russia proper has access to. And they have stated many times in the past that any attempt to take Sevastopol from Russia is an act of war, and that they would not put up with that a true red line. And that is exactly what Americans did, our government did, to try to get Ukraine to take Sevastopol away from Russia around 2012. That's actually what started all this.
So hold on a second, Craig. I don't know everything about this, so I'm asking questions. Wasn't all of the Crimean Peninsula given to Ukraine when Ukraine sort of was split from Russia after the fall of communism and all that stuff? Let's hold right now, Brad. You have some questions.
603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to get in on the conversation here. We're going to hold Creighton on if you would like to stay on and finish this conversation on the other end of this. But 603-283-6160, it's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.